Welcome to episode 203 of Teacher Tech Talk. I'm your host, Tom Varnum, the digital learning specialist for the Tyngsborough Public Schools in Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. Two of the hottest ed tech trends are digital learning curriculum and esports. My guest today is heavily involved in both in our district. I'm curious to learn what a digital learning curriculum might look like. I wonder what skills should be taught and when they should be taught. As far as esports, I'm a coach of traditional sports, basketball, golf, and tennis. So I'm curious about the rise of esports and how it might fit the educational model of high school athletics. Let's get to it. I'd like to welcome back Dave Messina, the technology teacher for Tyngsborough High School and Middle School. Glad to have you back again.
Always great to be back in Mr. Varnum's world.
All right. So last time you were here, we talked about the classes you teach and the current technology curriculum. Since the state of Massachusetts has mandated that districts develop this curriculum even further, you've been involved in some of the planning for the district. I know you just recently returned from a conference to deal with that. How's it going?
It's a little overwhelming, but it's happening. We just did a two-day curriculum, almost developing the mission statement for what we're going to be teaching and how we're going to implement this, three-month goals, six-month goals, long-term goals. So we've got a lot of that verbiage down, and now it's time to start developing the courses and how we're going to implement it.
So what are the core topics under consideration for a digital learning and computer science curriculum? Is that the acronym DLCS?
DLCS is digital literacy and computer science.
Literacy, okay.
So the way they want to implement this is across from K through 12. So in the K through the elementary level, it would be safety and a little bit of block programming and just a little more each year to get them developed. And then into the middle school, they go into more problem solving, web development, animation and games, data and society, physical computing, using actual hardware instead of not just the software. And then getting to the high school, you would get into the computer science part of it, where they're learning binary numbers and building apps, learning how to program. And so it's all vertically aligned is what they're looking for.
Now, the middle school, you mentioned something about digital, citizenship or digital?
Data and society.
Data and society. I think I know what that's about. Can you tell me a little bit of what that piece is going to look like?
Data would be something they'd define the importance of data and how to use it to solve problems and highlight how computers can be used to help solve these problems, to help you go to move the process of solving the problem. So, tying it all together and using the computer.
Okay. So that actually wasn't what I thought it was going to be. One of the things that I think is really important as far as this goes is digital citizenship. Do you know where they're planning to put that piece in?
That would be in the middle school part where they're going to learn the copywriting rules, fair use.
Yep. All right. Good. Okay. And I know that you mentioned the elementary school digital safety, which I think is absolutely the place where that needs to come
in. Yeah, a lot of safety would be in the elementary.
So you're going to, obviously, you're a teacher at the high school. You're also here for a little bit at the middle school doing sixth grade with some digital skills. If you could design your own curriculum, do you agree with the way things are lined up, or would you change where you put things? I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
Well, I'm actually working on that right now.
All right.
Because we have to find a curriculum to use. So I've been... there's a lot of them out there, and one that works is the code.org. So I'm trying to decipher that now. Do I teach the whole curriculum as is, or do I pull parts and pieces of it out? And so then is it a one-try course, a year-long course, a two-try course? Because there's so much you can do with it. So that's where I'm at right now, trying to map it out.
Now, you've been teaching high school for how long?
Eight years now. Well, 8 years here, 20 years altogether.
Okay. Where do you see, especially for high school students, where do you see the biggest need as far as digital literacy curriculum? What do they need the most of at the high school level?
At the high school level, I find that some of the basic skills they still don't have. Like when we get to one of my classes, we use spreadsheets, just using the Google Suite.
Yep.
There's so much of that that they don't know. Mm. So that needs to be, that's a gap that's got to be filled in somewhere, whether it be at the middle school or the high school. They should have that coming into high school.
I would hope so.
But right now at the middle school, they're only getting it in sixth grade. So there's a gap there to fill that need where we could not have to teach that in high school where they already know it and then move forward into the computer science areas. Another area, too, is getting more girls involved in computer science.
I know, that's a big push, sure.
Because most of my classes are mostly boys. So having computer science classes all through the
earlier
grades might push more girls, females, towards the computer.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate. So what I would want to know is, what do you think the biggest challenge is going to be in implementing a new DLCS curriculum in our district, or any district?
Well, I've been looking at it from the high school side, and after going to the two-day workshop, the biggest challenge is, do we make it a graduation requirement?
Yeah.
And then if we do, the state's saying that computer science can replace a math class. So what math class gets replaced? And is that a viable option? The other option is you just add another graduation requirement on top of what they do, which means you have to go through the school committee. They're also saying you could use it as a science somewhere because it is computer science.
I've also heard them say it might be a foreign language, especially
if
you take a programming language.
So then you have the challenge of who's the give and take, who's willing to let that go.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, so that's that is by far a huge problem.
I can see that.
But that's going to be the thing that'll be more of a superintendent decision than Dave Messina.
As I like to say, that's above my pay grade.
Yes, it is.
I would also think that one of the challenges looking at it from any school level is if you're going to add these classes to the schedule and they are going to be highly encouraged, if not required, what gets taken away? Because there's only so many teachers to cover only so many classes. So
exactly.
I think that's, again, that's above our pay grade and gratefully so that we do not have to worry about those sorts of things. What do you think should be emphasized? What do you think the most important aspects of this whole curriculum are?
Well, I think coding is... It's a marketable job skill that these kids can have.
Yeah.
There's so many tech jobs coming out. So knowing computer science, it's almost like part of a job requirement for many of these jobs out there. It can only help them as far as where they want to go career-wise, even if they don't study computer science. If they know how to code, that will help them in a lot of jobs these days.
All right. My view of it is, and I'm coming at it from an English teacher perspective. That was my thing for 25 years. Is I'm fascinated by the explosion of the digital content that's produced, Twitter, Facebook. Although that's kind of old school now, but things like that, the creative aspect of it, videos that the students are able to produce and how that would translate into marketable job skills, whether you're, working for a company and you are their Twitter rep and you monitor their Twitter account, or you're doing videos to promote products or people. That to me is the thing that really there's so much out there that I think developing skills in these types of curriculums, how to have a digital footprint, how to market yourself and things like that. That's, for me, because of my background, would be the most interesting thing.
Well, some of these kids that know the social media and how to use it, I think he retired in 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Josh Kelly.
Josh, I was thinking of Josh, yeah.
He's like a social media genius. He Instagram is, he can build Instagram accounts. He actually, my girlfriend hires him, and she pays him, I think, almost monthly to do her Instagram and run, build up her account. And he's always sending her new package options that he could do. And so you can kill it just doing social media. People are making millions of dollars eating food and taking videos.
Yeah.
So
being an influencer.
Yeah.
We'll wait for that to be someone's. Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be an influencer. Okay. Yeah.
No, and people are. They're making livings doing that.
All right. So can you tell me, are you allowed to tell me, what are we thinking for a timetable for implementation in our district, and is there a mandate from the state you must have something by this time?
Well, funny you should ask. On my way in here today, I was stopped and said that there's a placeholder for computer science classes for next year. It's going to happen next year in the middle school for sure and the high school with a computer science curriculum. Mm. So right now I'm deciphering, is this a one-try course? Is this a two-try course? The curriculum I'm looking at, just the first unit, has almost 100 daily lessons.
Yikes.
Which is, so I've got to go through all this, and I'm probably for the first year thinking I can sort of work it into a one-try course that'll be taught twice, which will give me time to get used to the curriculum,
right,
teach it, instead of jumping it into a full year-long course where, you know, there's going to be a lot of trial and error. So
sure,
running a course for the first time is always a stressful thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to happen next year. And what can happen from it, if the kids like it and we teach it right and we start building up the program, that'll lead more kids into the other electives that we have. And then hopefully the long-term goal is that instead of the kids taking the AP course online, that whoever teaches the computer science at the high school
will be able to do it.
Will teach AP.
Any thought, I know we talked about it earlier, have they thought about going to the school committee to make it a graduation requirement yet, or is that something that's
all still in the works, yeah.
Down the line, okay.
Above my pay grade area.
Yep. That's one of my favorite sayings. All right, well, that's. Is there anything else about this digital literacy, computer science implementation that you've been involved in? Anything else that you think would be interesting to our listeners?
Well, I think once it's going to take some time to get the whole machine just functioning properly, but once we pick a curriculum that we can use K through 12 with the vertical alignment, I think it's going to work really well, where the kids will have computer science every year, and then up into the high school, if it gets mandated where it is a requirement, then they'll even have more, or they just have to take the one, or they'll at least have enough interest where they can take, if we're still at just electives, more kids will be taking those classes because they'll have had it for 8 or 9 years before getting to high school.
All right. So that's what's new. That's what's happening with the new state-mandated digital literacy and computer science curriculum. And we are going to continue our conversation with Dave on our next episode, where we will talk about esports and its introduction into our district. If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so from the Anchor app on your phone by clicking the message button. If you'd like to suggest a future topic or a future guest for Teacher Tech Talk, you can leave a voice message or send me an email. For my email address, check out the show notes page on my website, bit.ly/VarnumBlog. You can also find this information on the podcast homepage, anchor.fm/teacher-tech-talk. Well, that's it for this episode. Remember, don't be afraid to try something new in the classroom. Catch you next time.